Yeah.
Hello, everyone. We're Elephants. We have two more songs. But before we go, we just want to say thanks again to WMFO 91.5 FM, Tufts, Medford, Massachusetts, and to the crew of On the Town with Mikey D for having us play. We can be found on the internet, thoseelephants.bandcamp.com or bandcamp.com/those-elephants. There's lots of punctuation going on, in there that I don't remember exactly, but, thoseelephants.bandcamp.com. That's where we are online. You can buy our tapes, CDs, and other stuff there, too, if you like what you hear. And upcoming shows. We have a show on May 6th at the Democracy Center in Harvard Square. May 28th, we are participating in a wonderful evening of music and comedy called Thought Bomb at the Middle East Upstairs. With the comedic storytelling talents of Joyce Brabner and humorist Matthew Flynn. It is a night that is not to be missed. We will be doing live band karaoke with guest vocalists. We have two more. Thank you for having us, and thanks for listening. Thank you. is our last song. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Elephants. Elephants just there, live from Studio D. We're going to be chatting with them here in the on-air studio shortly. Absolutely delighted that they came down and played for us. Very, very lovely people with lovely musics, and we're going to talk about it in a little bit. But first, I'm going to play a song off a new CD, brand spanking new CD, actually just found its way into my hands. It is the self-titled first album from Ease Into the Noise. It is a project from a number of different local artists, including On the Town with Mikey D's own Phil. Phil wrote most of the lyrics on this album. Phil sang on a number of songs in this album. I understand this may or may not be Phil's favorite song on this album. I'm very excited about this. Phil and I have known each other really, I guess, since since we started attending the same shows years ago. And a few years ago, I had the great opportunity of joining the crew here at On the Town with Mikey D. He's a delightful person. This is a delightful project, delightful song, and it was all born out of the RPM project. You can find out more about them on Facebook. I am unsure if they already have a Facebook page or not, but I believe that if they do not yet, they will soon, and this is but the first of many. The song right here is The Ever-Present Disconnect.
try to call out, but it's all undoing. The ever-present disconnect. You don't feel a thing.
Ease into the noise just there. Absolutely delighted for my fellow WMFO on the town with Mikey D, DJ, Mr. Phil Fleming, who just whisked himself in here like a superhero to deliver that to us, the ever-present disconnect. And you know who we have right here and right now? The band you were just listening to live, Elephants. Hello, Elephants.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. That's a joke.
Oh, delightful. So there are four of you. I would love it very, very much if you could go around and introduce yourselves. You can start on either end, or you can completely confuse me by sort of alternating.
Okay, so my name is Ryan Young. I play guitar.
I'm Tracy. I play the bass.
I'm Tim Dunn, and I play the drums.
I'm Lauren, and I play guitar, and I sing.
Hooray! You guys sounded fantastic.
Oh, thank you so much.
Now, how long have you guys been playing together?
It
was hot out.
Yeah, in this group,
warm.
Since July of 2015 or thereabouts, June, July 2015.
So like less than a year.
Yeah.
You guys are looking tight.
Yeah, we're babies.
We're babies. We're baby elephants.
Actually, literally babies.
Tiny babies.
Tiny just little guys. Babies.
Our mother was taken away, and it was
no,
very
sad. Don't go there.
You're bumming everyone out.
Elephants are very sensitive.
Think about
they
that.
Are very sensitive.
And it had a happy ending. We all know. So it's cool.
And here we are.
And here you are. Elephants. Well, I'm delighted to have you. And if you would like to see photographs of elephants who are not actually literally elephants or babies in the literal
the
sense,
secret, no.
Paula, Ms. Paula, who takes care of our concert reports and our documentarian on staff, and by on staff, I mean that she very kindly offers to spend her time with us. Which is amazing.
It's my pleasure.
And beautiful. often on the end of the camera, which takes the photographs. Photographic evidence of elephants neither being babies nor elephants you can find on WMFO's Facebook page. You should also go to Facebook. You should like elephants. They are coming out with brand spanking new music this summer.
Yes.
Yeah. And it is called
Endless
Arcade.
Endless Arcade. Yes.
Now, is that inspired by something that spoke to you guys from sort of from a childlike place? Or
Lauren, you take this.
Okay, I'll take this. It's sort of a. I guess it's kind of a concept. Ooh, it's a concept.
it is.
Know,
it's totally a concept. A concept record. It's little mini. Like it's like a little mini concept record.
Yeah, it's a short record.
Not that the concepts are small.
No.
The record is
the
short.
The record is short.
The concepts are heavy.
This is so deep right now. We went from you guys not being literally elephants into like some very Schrodinger stuff. I like this.
But literally the record is short. It's a 10-inch. So it's literally a short record.
Yeah.
It's like in terms of when you hold it, it's short.
Shorter than a 12-inch record.
Yeah.
It's also it's shorter lengthwise and heightwise.
Yeah.
Because
it's
a circle.
But what?
Oh, I mean, it's kind of coming from like this kind of magical, fun, kind of like escapist place. So that's kind of...
Well, there's also the other side of the concept too. The Endless Arcade concept.
The other side.
Like the heavy part.
Oh, the heavy part. Yeah, so I guess the Endless Arcade part comes from the magical, escapist, fun, you know, captivating, whatever stuff. And then the heavy part of the concept is kind of the falling apart of a friendship. So... Yeah, that's
the
rise
and lows right
back
here.
Back to Sunshine and Flowers now.
It's an endless arcade where everybody's crying while they're playing their favorite video games.
Oh, the mental image there. That's actually very much like my childhood at Old Orchard Beach.
Yeah, basically.
Very like, I feel that viscerally now. So, I mean, speaking of which, it's coming out this summer.
Yeah.
And prior to that, you guys will be playing a show in May.
We will. Yeah. At the Democracy Center.
Because I believe that there is some kind of bionic modification that's happening to your bass player, which is very exciting.
It's true. I'm getting robot hands so that I can play better.
We can rebuild.
Which is kind of, it's
sort of true.
Difficult to imagine that being possible.
We all pitched in.
I also understand that your bass is a very special bass.
Oh, my bass, did you see it? Yeah, I mean, it's the radio, so not everybody got to see it, but It's pretty sparkly and fancy and custom made just for me, and I like it a lot. It suits me well, I think. I'm a fan. I don't know. It's a G&L LB100 silver metal flake. You can go to Facebook and look at pictures of it.
You can find photos of her pre-bionic hands.
My regular old ordinary bone hands.
The human
bone hands.
Once I get that adamantium. Yes, I want the Wolverine claws.
Was that named after adamant?
No.
Probably not.
In my dreams, it would be.
Wouldn't that be great?
I love adamant so much.
He's a truly wonderful human being.
He seriously, and still rocking the pirate look. I mean, I saw him...
Bravely.
Yeah, He's put on some pounds, but the shirt is still unbuttoned. It's amazing.
Yeah. True. No, he's right there with it. He took that concept, and he followed it right through, almost like the endless arcade where the children are crying. It's kind of an allegory about
Full
adamant.
Circle.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's true. Yeah.
Beautiful. Are there other, I mean, this is sort of, I feel as if this is a slightly unseemly question, but you all play different instruments. I feel a little bit guilty, being especially excited about your bass.
It is beautiful.
Are there special things about the other instruments in your band that you would like to share? Is there something that makes your drums or your guitar very special to you?
Tim's giving me a look. Like,
well, Ryan has a pretty cool amazing guitar. I mean, Ryan has a great collection of guitars that I'm very envious of.
Yeah, I wish I could play them. That would be great.
Yeah,
I know. See, like, if that's like the missing piece is if I could learn how to play these great guitars.
Do you sort of bang them together?
If I had had my druthers, that's really what the set would have sounded like.
sort of helicopter them over
your
head.
Yeah, just something like that. You know, but the guitar I was playing today is an electrical guitar company guitar. It's from this guy down in Florida named Kevin Burkett. He builds guitars out of all aluminum, like airplane grade aluminum. Yeah.
This is a robot band.
Yeah. We're not elephants or babies, but we might be robots. Yeah.
I had literally no idea sitting in this room. I had a little bit of a vision. As you can see, I had an excellent view of you playing drums. It was wonderful. But I had no idea that there was this robot thing going on as well.
And Tim just plays big barrels like Donkey Kong. And
yeah. I've been collecting these barrels my whole life. I love them. And I put sparkle wrap.
Do you fight pizza men for them?
You have no idea how many pizza men I've actually fought in my life. It's like you've done your research for this interview.
I have.
How do you know that?
I have.
I feel this is
She's
an episode
like
of this is your life. We have
actually,
Domino's guy
Mario is
from
here.
2003.
Yeah.
Who I got into an altercation with. No.
Whoa.
No, I don't.
It's like that meeting your victim, you know, those things on TV where it's like you sort of make up and then you're friends again.
Right, something that should be on television.
Yeah.
Right, because that doesn't seem like something
that you brought the guy in. That's really why we're here. The set was all a ruse just to get Tim and the pizza guy together.
So embarrassing.
You felt the need to apologize.
That's
like, I'm
terrible.
Sorry, pizza man.
Moving swiftly from pizza to double cheeseburgers. You guys recently played at Charlie's.
Yeah, we did.
What was that experience like?
Charlie's is a great place to play. It's a lot of fun. There's, you know, we played there once before, and it's, you know, it's typically a pretty good crowd, and there's burgers, and the beer selection is excellent, and the food's good, and it's a fun time.
And the fries are waffle
good.
Shaped.
Yeah. Waffle
and
fries.
Those are wonderful.
Beat regular fries. We're all in agreement on that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Waffle fries.
Yeah. Go there.
Yeah.
I think my two favorite things, sweet potato fries and waffle fries, should be combined, and they should make waffle sweet potato fries.
I'm sure those exist.
Box.
Yeah.
How is that not a thing?
I don't know. Right? I've never seen it.
I'm absolutely sure that's
it's going to be out there, but it's not. I don't see it very much. So
I've never seen that.
I think that should happen at all.
This is a very free associate-y interview.
Yeah.
Let me just comment on that. Like, yeah. This is kind of like blah, 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 food.
It's like, yes, we played a show at Charlie's. You know what they should have? Airplanes should come with these things completely disconnected.
Well, and then take apart the airplane and make more guitars for you.
Yeah, but I feel like she's the impetus for this whole thing. Like, it's like, she'll like, it's like, yeah, what about this? It's like, tell us about your parents.
I don't think any of our parents want to be talked about on
and
the
so
air.
So now we're here we go.
Yes.
I am so sorry. I'm terribly sorry.
No, it's okay. I'm having a lot of fun.
Well, that's important. I am delighted. Because it's very difficult sometimes for robots to let loose and enjoy themselves.
It can be.
It's because of our cold metallic hearts.
Dunk, dunk, dunk,
also
dunk.
Also made from airplane grade aluminum.
Yeah.
So you're highly protected. So your heart is protected.
Right. That's why we can sing all these songs about breakups and not cry ourselves.
Yeah.
We feel
because we're sealed.
We feel
steel
nothing.
On the inside.
We feel nothing.
Just like
we feel nothing.
The video game machines in the arcades
have
their little metal hearts.
Oh, full circle,
man!
And they're not crying.
Just keep pumping quarters in.
But really, like this experience of having this conversation with you is very similar to listening to your music. I feel as if I'm teetering on the edge of just pure delight and enjoyment, and almost in tears.
Oh, I thought you were going to say, I almost enjoyed it.
I almost enjoyed it.
I was on the cusp of enjoying it.
And then I pulled myself back
from that edge.
No. Yeah, I restrained myself from enjoying myself too much as a fellow robot.
You'll never forget this interview.
Ms. Paula is moved.
You'll never forget.
You're looking at me like, do you know at the arcade with the gypsy woman that you put quarters into, yes, and she tells your fortune?
Yes.
You're like, you will never forget this interview.
You'll never forget.
This interview will be with you for the end of your days.
The elephants will never forget us.
Oh! I feel like we've gotten every elephant.
We just went there.
Yeah, we went for the whole trifecta with elephant jokes.
The in the room.
So
wait, what's the trifecta?
In the room, I feel like in the room, never forget.
And oh no, a mouse! Oh,
yeah,
there you go.
Yeah, there
the
we go.
Trifecta complete.
I feel like I've heard.
Holy bananas, I just got all of that.
Wow. Tim's just coming up to speed.
Tim is online, everybody.
He just powered up. It takes a little while.
Amazing.
Now, elephants, you are on Bandcamp. Is that the primary way for people to hear you in their ears, apart from this radio show, which will be up later on tonight and we'll share with you so that you can share with your fans if you wish. Also on the podcast of this program tonight, where you played a beautiful set and we had this beautiful conversation. But Bandcamp, under those-elephants.bandcamp.com?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
See, yes. Now I know what it is because you just told me and we read it off the screen together.
Right?
So
we shared that moment.
And now I'll never forget what the website is anymore.
So you can also get a hold of their previous CD, their previous cassette. It looks like there's some beautiful artwork on this cassette tape. So you should probably get your hands on all of these things because you will want to be prepared so you can sing along at their show in May, and also so that you'll be able to fully appreciate the arc of their work when they come out with their new short, or rather small, or to be more specific, 10-inch album that's coming out this summer, which is very exciting.
Yes.
Thanks. Excellent.
We're excited.
Well, I'm going to feel like a jerk if we can't actually pull that off. Now, we just called our bluff.
Yeah, we just need to write those songs, get into a studio, record them.
That's the easy part.
Yes.
Yep. Yeah.
Then we'll put it out.
Then we gotta get the funding.
Like, we haven't even started
the rich
yet.
Benefactor for the vinyl.
Yeah.
Gotta go find our Miss Havisham out there.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. If you are interested in adopting four very charming elephants.
charming.
who may or may not be robots or partial robots, you can get in touch with them via their Facebook page. You can find them fairly easily. Elephants. If you're having any trouble finding the elephants, you can go to the On the Town with Mikey D Facebook page. We'll be posting photographs of them, photographic evidence, if you will. Pizza men, pay no attention. These are not the droids you're looking for.
I no longer live in North Dakota, so it's totally
it's
cool.
Not a thing.
That dude will never find me.
So there. In your face. Beautiful. Well, I'm gonna play a little more music, and then maybe if you guys want to stick around and chit chat a little bit more, we can do that. Otherwise this may be you will want to hold on to this moment, listeners. But I believe that we'll be back in a few moments with elephants.
Thank you.
Sorry. That just there was Caspian, rather appropriately delivering a song called Last Rites. We were just talking about how important it is to love, to slowly love from very small to larger and larger creatures until they die, so that we learn how to value each other, I think.
No, I think it's just like your heart can take it, you know, because if you get a dog and it's the first pet you've ever had and then that dog dies, like, you know, that's like losing a child. But a goldfish, you forget about a goldfish over a week or less.
I guess you just don't love your goldfish very much.
I've killed a lot of goldfish.
I've eaten a lot of goldfish in my life. A lot of holes in the desert. A lot of goldfish buried in those holes. Yeah, I actually had a goldfish commit suicide on me when I was 8.
Oh, no.
Yeah. But that's what I thought it had done, because I had a goldfish and 2 little guppies, and I didn't know that you shouldn't really have them in the same thing. So the goldfish kept eating all of the food before the guppies could get there, and it kept getting fatter, and the guppies kept on getting skinnier, and so finally the guppies died, and the next day the goldfish jumped out of the tank.
Oh no.
And died. Like, I got up the next day and the goldfish was just on the floor, and I thought that Goldie, which was my goldfish's name because I was a very creative 8-year-old, I thought that Goldie had this attack of guilt and thought, I murdered my friends and I had to do this. And I didn't find out really until 2 years ago that goldfish always have to be in covered tanks because they jump. They don't realize that they're not in a pond.
Well,
yeah. Sorry. Was that, did I go too deep on
I
that?
I had a rabbit that I thought killed itself when I was young. It like was in one of those wire cages and tried to like, I don't know, I guess get out, and it like strangled in the
Oh my god.
And I was like
I'm gonna turn this around and say that as an 8-year-old, so. I don't think I had a concept of self-destruction.
Oh, I did.
Yeah, so I don't know what you two ladies were all about at 8, but
I was on a different track.
I was a very morose 8-year-old.
Yeah.
Like Wednesday Addams or something.
Maybe that was happening a little bit, but there's also the whole aspect of you being part robot.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe that had already taken hold. So you're listening to On the Town with Mikey D. We're only here for a short time more. I only have elephants here in the studio for a short time. You should definitely check them out. You can find them on Facebook. They are elephants. That's how you'll find them. Elephant like the animal. They are not literally elephants. And if you go to On the Town with Mikey D's Facebook page, you will find photographs of them, which will act as evidence to the contrary. And although we have had a joking conversation about them being part robot, they are in fact 4 lovely human people.
Yay!
And we enjoy them very much. And you can find records by them on their Bandcamp page, those-elephants.bandcamp.com. You can also like them. Please like them. They are very likable on Facebook.
Please like us.
Please like them.
We have to convince you that we're likable.
Please like them. They're so likable.
Just like us and tell me I'm pretty.
Pet my hair. So, in case you missed them, they played a beautiful set earlier. We will throw that up on our Facebook page, and I imagine Elephants may as well. And you will be able to hear that for the next few weeks, and you should absolutely catch them when they are playing in May at...
We have 2 shows in May, actually.
Well, hey.
So we are at the Democracy Center on May 6th, and we are also playing a wonderful musical comedy live band karaoke extravaganza.
What?
Oh, yeah,
at
this is fun.
The Middle East upstairs called Thought Bomb, and we are performing with Joyce Brabner and the humorist Matthew Flynn, who is also the creator of this comedic storytelling spoken word multimedia wonderfulness show. So
that is amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
we'll have to learn some weird songs that are outside of our comfort zone, mm-hmm. for sure.
Yeah, last time we learned a Taylor Swift song, a Janet Jackson song,
Flipper
song.
And
Oh, Luther Ingram, If Loving You Is Wrong, I Don't Want to Be Right.
Wow.
What an eclectic night it was.
And it was each one, something funny went happen. Because you don't get to practice with the people that are doing the karaoke, so it's really, it goes off the rails pretty hilariously.
Yeah.
I think that's the point.
Yeah.
So really, people should attend both shows.
Totally. Yes, 100%.
Yeah. Because one show is Elephants as Elephants, and the other one is Elephants as...
Who knows? We don't
theater.
Know. We don't
even
know
yet.
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, we will be playing a set of elephant songs that night as well. So come for the comedy, stay for the elephants.
There you go.
Right? I mean, that's...
Yeah.
I feel like that's... That's a beautiful tagline.
They serve beer there too, so.
So if you don't like music
or let you down.
If you don't like music or laughing, but you like being drunk, you can go.
You should still come.
If you are a robot,
if you're a
I
robot
can't
that runs
you.
On alcohol, then
yes, then you're all set. Then you have everything you might possibly need
at the Middle East.
Exactly, the Middle East upstairs on May 28th. Unless I completely forgot, in which case it's another night. But you know what? Joke's on you, because you should be liking Elephants on Facebook, and then you'll hear about everything. All right. Anything else from you four delightful human beings who are called elephants before I throw myself back into the
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
For
it was a lot
us.
Of fun.
Thank you, guys. You sound great. Okay. Right up here, we have Amber Spyglass with Unfortunate One.
With the demented Philistine. Cause tonight I could be your friend. We are worth nothing if we're not worth the fight. Take your head and rest it on my patience. Love only gets bigger if we allow it to be tested. I'm in the ring and you've left me sitting in the corner singing with the wind. Sitting in the corner singing with the wind, singing with the wind.
Singing with the wind, sitting in the corner, singing with the wind.